It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The U.S. military of the future will be smaller, according to the Pentagon budget announced yesterday. Fewer bases, fewer ships, not as many troops. But Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said not everything's shrinking.
We will protect and prioritize some very important and key investments in technology and new capabilities.
The Pentagon budget calls for a 30% increase in unmanned aerial vehicles, drones.
I actually would argue that this budget is only the start of that.
Peter Singer directs the 21st Century Defense Initiative at Brookings. He says the previous generation of drones needed lots of help from people on the ground, but drones have evolved.
The current generation can take off and land on its own. It has smart sensors. That is, they can, for example, detect a disruption in the dirt from a mile away and say, that disruption in the dirt, that's this thing that you humans call a footprint, and this is where the footprint came from.
The military has about 7,000 drones in use today. In many cases, they're on attack missions in Afghanistan, but piloted from an Air Force base in Nevada. The next generation will do a lot more without people helping at all.
For example, air-to-air refuel on its own. React to changing situations on the ground, like an enemy missile or enemy radar pops up, react in such a way that you can stay stealthy, to even there may be targets on the ground that the system could have a set of target identification software that will allow it to identify and then take it on.
So just to be clear, we're talking about an autonomous system where a robot, where a machine is making a decision to potentially kill a person?
Yes, but we're not in the world of the Terminator or anything like that. Autonomy is often talked about as it's either you pushing all the buttons or it's the Terminator out there making all of its own decisions. The reality is that there's a spectrum in between, and we're sort of moving slowly up that spectrum.
Singer says the move to drones isn't just a matter of technology, it's history.
Whether you're talking about the ancient Greeks going off to fight Troy, or my grandfather going off to fight in the Pacific after Pearl Harbor, this experience of going to war was fundamentally the same. You were going to a place of such danger that your family might never see you again. You might never come home. That has been a constant of what it means to go to war for the individual warrior until today.
Peter Singer is the author of Wired for War. Motorola is suing Apple for patent violations. It seeks to stop the sale of iPhones in the U.S. It's the latest attack in an ongoing conflict. Apple, Motorola, Samsung, Microsoft, all these tech companies suing each other over alleged patent violations. It's a patent war. We now present a letter from a soldier lawyer in that war. It's from the Ken Burns documentary series, The Patent Wars. My dearest Millicent, it grieves my heart to report that we are again in pitched battle. My regiment of attorneys representing Motorola are met with a most intimidating foe, Apple. The fighting shall be fierce, and there will be much suffering. Our goal? A ban on iPhones. Such innovations as a hidden antenna violate our patents. Blast these patents, Millicent, for they led us to this horrid war. Our case seems destined to die, strewn among motions and briefs lying still on the courtroom floor. How many technologies must be throttled in the war, my darling? What price, figuratively and literally, must consumers pay? I fear what I have become. Your husband, Robert Jones, Motorola Legal Team. Moving stuff. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.